30 seconds. So hold on. Hold on. Welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Today, I am bringing to you one of my special, special guests. She's an actress, she's a friend, she's a mother, and so much more. I want to welcome Sandra Nelson to In the Know with Mo. Sandra Nelson, you are live on the line with In the Know with Mo.
Well, hi, Maureen. How are you today?
I am just fine. I just want to thank you for coming on the show. We are, as you know, quiet on the set because we're not working due to the coronavirus. Right. But because we are not filming at this time, but we are still actively involved in the community and everything else. So people who are listening to this show, I want you to know Sandra Nelson is a retired firefighter. She's an elected official. She's an author, a model, an actress, and a parent, a mother of two grown professional handsome sons. But today we have her on here to talk about the role of what an actress has to go through here in the Chicago industry. Sandra,
yeah.
What's been going on?
Nothing. It's, you know, I started like almost 3 years ago, and it's kind of exciting. You know, to be doing these roles and going on set and then actually looking at the actors and how they rehearse and go over their lines. And then when they perform, you're like, wow, they know it. They're on point, you know. So at first I started off as a background actor on Chicago Fire, mm-hmm. which was exciting, you know.
Right, and tell the people exactly what a background actor does.
Well, a background actor is like they perform like in the background, and they don't have that speaking role. So to me, I never noticed it until I did notice some, but I didn't really notice it till I got in the industry. But the background people is what sets the scene. I mean, if you didn't have that in the background, the movies and the films, it would look plain. You wouldn't be interested. But now that
right.
I start doing that, well, I start looking at everything.
I know, right?
Right.
I mean, at home, screaming at
home. I did not know by talking to other people, you know, friends and family, I didn't know that people paid attention really to the background, you know, to what's going on in the background. You know, one lady said she noticed a vase was missing when they shot again. I said, a vase? They're like, yeah, I didn't know that. So,
and we've come a long way because when I started as a background artist, the faces of the people in the background were just a blur. But now the background artists are getting some respect, and they're showing the faces. And so now when you go into church and stuff like that, people say, oh, I saw you on XYZ. A good example, if you can recall last year, we were in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were in New York, and a man in the lobby knew you.
Yes, that was funny. He remembered.
I know her from somewhere. I said, she's an actress on Chicago. He said, Chicago Fire. And I was like, whoa. So people from all over are watching. And I think the biggest part is that we do a lot, but not just acting, but you're very active in the community, too.
Yes. Yes. And that comes from me living in the same community, you know, being I'm a firefighter here for over 20-some years. You know, and I grew up here in Markham. I grew up on the east side. So some of the people that I know, the kids that I went to school with or, being a teenager, their parents and their grandparents, you know, and I would show up on calls and they would say, oh, my, I know you from Ralph Bunch School. I'm like, oh, you know, have you seen my daughter? Have you talked to my daughter? And then the teachers are, some of the teachers are still here, you know, and they're active in the community too. Yeah.
Now, one thing about being a background actor, people don't realize the hours that are put in. I mean, they'll still see you on television, and they say, oh, that was good. But they don't realize the hours that it takes for that little five-second or two-minute role. Talk about those hours that you have to.
Well, you know, you can go on set sometime, and it does take a long time because when you get there, they want you to look a certain way. So, especially for women, you know, women and men. But women, you know, your wardrobe got to be right. Your hair got to be right. Your makeup. So you have to go to the wardrobe lady, the makeup lady, the hair lady, and everything has to be in place. I just learned for myself in the last year to really pile the makeup on my face. So when I get to the set, they're like, oh, my, your makeup is so good. You might just need a little touch-up, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting, too, because you got people, and they keep coming back. Like, you keep doing a scene over, here come the makeup lady again, here come the hair lady. You know, it's really exciting. They want you to look good on the set. You know, but the hours can be, I've been on set for 4 hours, I've been on set for two, I've been on set for 15 hours, 18 hours, especially on a Friday, you know, with Empire, you could be on there for 18 hours, you know.
Yeah.
They'll tell you you have to be on set overnight. You know, I've come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, didn't get off at 6 a.m. in the morning. So that's, you just have to know, and that's all up to what the scene is being. Sometimes they do two a day. Sometimes they go to different locations. I went to 3 locations one day. That was my first time ever, that was a couple of years ago, ever being 3 locations. I'm like, where are we going now? We're going to another location. Okay.
The hours can't be long, but people want to get into this industry, and they think it's fun. We're having fun. Well, we are having fun, but the hours are long, and the pay is not that super fantastic. Those of you that are listening in, if you want to call in and talk with Sandra or myself, please do. The number is 563-999-3585. Or you can hit me up on the chat room and leave a question, and I will address it to Sandra. Yeah, I was just sharing with someone, I just thank God that I'm that bald-headed, because every time I go on a set, it's always a hairdo, and I get like end up with like 3 cans of hairspray.
Right.
So it means something.
Yeah.
The hours are long. Yeah. But you meet so many interesting people with so many interesting backgrounds, because everyone is not on the set to be an actor or an actress.
Right.
They're there for maybe, like for me, it's a hobby. Some people, seriously, it is a second career, and they do look to make a change in their lifestyle. But the hours are long. The pay is not great. The reward for actors, you do what you do, is rewarding. Because you are our first background actor Oscar awardee.
Yes, I got an award. That was pretty nice for the longest on screen with Terrence Howard. That was an amazing day, you know. You know how they say don't talk to the actors, don't talk to them. Well, look, upstairs was talking to me all day. I'm thinking he should get in trouble. He was talking to me all day, but it was nice. You know, he was very nice, professional. You know, it was just so cool to work. It is nice to be working and see these stars in action, you know, see these people that's out here every day. And I'm sure they're on set all day long, too. They don't get, you know, where they get come in for 3 hours and leave. Mm-mm. They're there, too. They no. hold up in their trailer. Right. So.
Right. They hold up in a trailer. And depending on what role you're playing, if you are playing background, you're in the general holding area. If you have a feature role, now a couple of times I played a feature role and I had my own trailer, but the bottom line
right.
is it was boring in there. There was nobody in there for me to talk to, so I came out
True.
To be with the rest of the people, you know.
Right.
But
right.
the hours are long, the pay is not great, the food is good, they make sure you eat and eat and eat. That's one
and
thing
you know
that
I
they do.
Do.
Tell
yeah.
What you do.
Yeah, I do. I bring with the food. I bring my own food. I make sure that I've been brought up like that. My parents brought me up like that. Nobody's gonna take care of you. You have to take care of yourself. So they say bring snacks. I'm bringing snacks, food. I mean, I'll bring whatever I want to make sure I'm okay. And so you know, we do eat. You know, so it's kind of funny
here. I have a question from Shelly from Kansas. She wants
Hi,
to Shelly. Know, she wants to know, she's interested in doing some background in Chicago. I've applied many times, but have not been offered a spot. What should I do? Well, she's
okay,
in Kansas City.
Yeah. Hi, Kansas City. Hey, I'm sure there's some things that's happening in Kansas City or around there, but you should complete that top profile that we have on 4-Star Casting and see how that goes. Because I know there's people I know that come from Ohio, New York, and they come and work the background set here in Chicago. And I thought that was pretty exciting to come that far, because sometimes it's not always about the money. It's about, this is something that I want to do. So if you go on 4-star artist application and fill out that entire application and see, and, you know, upload your photos and all your information and see if you, you know, get picked like that. Make sure your photos are just regular photos. They don't have to be headshots. You know, just something that they're interested in. So when you go on the 4-Star, you'll see where they are casting for certain roles. And just because I met a couple of people from Ohio.
Yeah,
I know people that
yeah.
travel 3 hours. They're 3 hours away from Chicago, and they get picked, you know.
Yeah,
and check out Kansas City, too.
Yeah, Terrence, one of the young men, he comes in on a regular basis from Detroit. In fact, he just played a role as Spike Lee for Empire. So they come from all over.
Yeah.
I know when I first started with Empire, there was a young man that drove overnight from California because he wanted that role.
Wow.
But I think the biggest thing is because Illinois gets the state funding, the art grant, and the people must
yeah.
live in Illinois, but if you can show that you are committed and dedicated and can be here, I'm pretty sure they will
yeah.
make a change. Thank you, Shelly
yeah.
from Kansas.
Yeah,
so
you can also come out when we do the other ones, you know, like when the other shows, they're more likely to pick her too.
Right. So it's a lot of work here in Chicago. I'm just waiting for Tyler Perry to release, well, I guess after this coronavirus is released, to
yeah.
open up his door so we can make the tour there for the Tyler Perry studio. Okay, I have another question here. Oh, from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Welcome. This is Charles from Oklahoma. He wants to know, what is the difference? Okay, that was one of my questions. What is the difference between a casting agent and a talent agent? This is Charles from Oklahoma.
Hi, Charles. How are you? Hope you're doing good and staying safe. To me, the talent agent is the one that that finds you work. You have to, you know, submit your headshot, your resume, and they submit you for auditions and other jobs. So the casting agent is like somebody who would call, you know, we submit online and we call. I mean, we email them and we call, or they call you to come in to do the background. So
mm-hmm.
There's two different things. Like the casting agent is just, you know, you apply for the job and you get booked for it, but the casting agent is the one that you would that represents you in this field.
And you get paid by both, but the talent agent, you get paid more. You get paid way more,
right.
but you have to remember with the talent agent, depending on the role that you get, there's a percentage you must pay them. So the talent
right.
agent, don't pay anybody up front for anything. The talent
right.
agent is paid once he or she books you.
Right.
Like a print ad, for me, I have to pay 20% to my talent agent. If it's
right.
a role for background, then my background is 10%. But for the same role as a regular background
right.
with a casting agent is making 104. But and Sandra and I both have agents and we
yeah.
still do regular background too. I just want you to know, Charles.
And your talent agent sends you out to auditions for you to get the job. So it doesn't stop there. You have to perform and you have to do your best on these auditions. Get picked for the role, if it's commercial, a print ad, or anything, and then that's where you would have to pay your talent agent some money when you get the job. You know, and that's, of course, after you get the job, but you still got to do your work after you even get your audition. You have to go in there and you have to show them that, hey, this is who you want to pick is me. So
right. I mean,
so that's
no,
why
I'm laughing.
There's like 50 people in the room for the same role. And I call
yes,
I'm
yes.
there, I'm like, oh, I'm not getting this role.
Well, there were for Viola Davis's movie, The March, her documentary, which she hasn't finished. I auditioned for a role, and I portrayed the role of my uncle, the late Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth. Only when
yeah.
I got the role, but when I went to sign in the role that I thought I was going to get, I ended up playing the role of a white woman in the diner back in the 60s. So,
right.
you know.
But you still got
You
picked.
Know how I did. I get so disappointed so
yeah.
quickly, but it
yeah,
worked
I know,
out
but
fine.
You got picked. That's the main thing. Somebody likes you, whether you for that
yeah.
role or that role. Like, I went from one role and somebody offered me another role, and I'm like, oh no, I wanted that role, but you know, it's up to the director and whoever's in charge of the movie or the film, you know, who they want.
Right,
so.
Right. Thank you, Charles from Oklahoma. So we've had a Kansas City, Shelley, and Charles from Oklahoma City. Thank you.
Yes.
So, you know, as you can see, now this is only a half hour. We have like 10 minutes left, so time is
right.
really going fast, you know. So I just want Charles and Shelley to understand that even though we are actresses in the media, in the industry, we do not and you do not pay anyone. Because there are a lot of people that say, oh, this person told me if I paid them $5,000, they would get me a role. No, you don't pay anyone.
Yeah.
So there and casting companies, and you have to do your research. Now, the biggest one here in Chicago is 4-Star Casting. And if you're on Facebook, you can go to Facebook and look up 4-Star Casting. Sandra and I are both on Facebook, too. Sandra, what are you on Facebook as? What's your name?
Oh, it's
on
Sandra
Facebook. Well, she's
it's
Sandra
on-
Nelson. And I'm Maureen Mo Forte on social media.
Yes. Yeah.
So any other things that we could say? Oh, and one thing about the casting, there's a difference between headshots for a casting agent and a headshot for a talent agent. So casting agent, your headshot can be with your cell phone. But the talent agent, you got to have professional headshots.
And you have to look around. When I first started, I was still working, and I was kind of like, some of them was like $700, and I was like, I'm going to be saving up a whole year for that. But then I did my homework and looked around, and there was, and if you talk to the people in the industry or you doing the background work, you get to talk to people and say, hey, I know this guy will do it for $350. I was like, oh, I could come up with that. And then I found out it wasn't $350, but it was $250, but they charged for to do your makeup. And I said, okay, because at that time I was still a fireman and I really wasn't wearing makeup like I was supposed, you know, we don't wear makeup at work. So I found one for $350. And then you keep going on and you find somebody else. And then I got it for, what was it, $100? Or what was that,
$60? Yeah,
yeah. Casting, yes. And those headshots came out very nice. So you're really going to have to do your homework. And look around and see who has the best price that fits your budget, you know. But you have to invest in yourself.
And don't be afraid to ask. Sandra and I both have opened our hearts to so many people to be part of this industry because it's a lot of work out here to do. And one thing that I like is that they open the doors to those that have that are ex-felons. You know, they don't do a background check, which I was surprised. But as long as you can follow directions and be respectful, I mean, and you go in, you fit the role, it makes a difference. It's an opportunity.
That is true. That is true. And then, you know, there's other roles that you can play in this industry, too. There's stand-in roles. I know some background people, a couple of girls, women, and they don't want to be seen on. So they're coming in every day being stand-in. You could be featured. You can be core. Core is that you're booked to work whenever they need you. Specialty roles, that's what I play mainly. And you get bumped for all of these. So my specialty role on Chicago Fire was fireman, but now it's EMT. So you get specialty roles for the things that you specialize in. I know one lady was getting extra money because she was a court clerk. A court clerk. No, a court stenographer. So they needed a court stenographer, right, in one of the scenes, and she got extra money for that. So your specialty comes into play, too. So,
right. It's like one of our other friends, they needed a crossing guard, and she got hired, but she's doing a lot of work now at the crossing. No, not outside of the crossing guard, but she's doing a lot of work after that scene. So it's work out here to get. I've done stand-in and featured, and I still have some issues with some of the roles that I play.
Yeah, and I like the feature role. People get confused about that. They think you're getting – I mean, yeah, you get a bump in pay, but you get more and better screen time when you're a featured role or a specialty role.
Right.
Because they need you. You know. And me driving an ambulance one day was like an extra $100. Well, how far do I have to drive the ambulance? It wasn't that far. I mean, it's just, right. But other people have specialties too, and they can come into play with that.
And that's why it's so good to set, you know, when I go on the set, I like to talk to everybody, I even take my microphone so I could do some interviews with other people, too, because you'd be surprised to find out the background of other people. And that's how I met Sandra. I met Sandra on the set, and I had a situation, and just talking with her on the set, she was the answer to the situation. She knew about the whole situation that I was dealing with. So you never know who you're going to meet and what their background, because you have from housewives to presidents of companies, from corporate, they're from all over. And they spend their time, hours and hours, for just a few seconds on the scene to help entertain you and me.
That's
a blessing.
Yes, that's true. I've helped out numerous people. Like, they've emailed me or called me on the street, and I said, I'll email you. because I feel like what's for me is for me and what's for you is for you. So,
exactly.
You know, I don't mind helping people, you know, trying to get where they want to get to or something like that, or just start out, because it is interesting being behind the scenes of these shows, you know.
And you know what? I think about it, like when I go to church on Sunday, they say, oh, you're going to go to the red carpet? I said, when I walk into my church at Trinity United Church of Christ, the church is covered with red carpet. And so I walk down that aisle. That's my red carpet. My red carpet is when I jump in the bed at night, you know. So I am just happy that I'm able to share a smile and a laugh with somebody and be able
right.
to move on with my life. But it's interesting. Quiet on the set. Roll and roll and retake. I mean, you learn everything.
Right.
And then you also have people that come on as the women that think they are the goddess of whatever. And you have to shut them down. Sometimes you have to tell them, girl, you just a 104 background. So please.
Right.
You know?
And if you want to pursue more, go out and pursue more. I mean, it's always a chance for anybody. You know, get your headshot, your resume, get an agent, just get out here and start working. And don't really rely on your agent all the time. Get out there and find some work. Somebody, you know, even a film, independent film, and I'm doing that. I'm in two movies this year, you know, and I'm doing that. And it helps you keep your acting skills sharp, you know. Pull up some monologues, do stuff like that. Look at the actors on TV. And I really didn't notice, though, but I was sitting down once and I was going through it, and you actually can pull up the script. So I pulled up the script to one episode on Mike and Molly, and they go exactly by the script. There was a couple of words, maybe five, that they probably added to make the scene better. And I was like, I'm reading the script with them as they're doing it on the TV screen. I was like, wow, that's really good, you know.
Well, Sandra, I want to thank you for being on the show with In the Know with Mo. We are running out of time.
Well, thank you for having me.
But I look forward to having you. Hey, you know what? We're going to do some more shows, and I'm going to call you to be the co-host on In the Know with Mo, since we're being held in our little isolation distance, whatever we're doing with the coronavirus. But I want everyone to stay healthy. Stay inside, follow the rules. Here in the state of Illinois, we are to be in the house by 5 p.m. unless you are one of the essentials, which means one of the first responders. Sandra and I both are first responders because we are elected officials. But everyone, stay in the house. Look out for your neighbors and stop hoarding that toilet paper and those paper towels. Until next time, tomorrow on my show, I will have Bathsheba Wyatt Draper, and we'll be talking about the census. And then on Wednesday, I will have Joseph C. Ziegler Jr. as we talk about insurance. What's the difference between insurance and the GoFundMe? Again, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
And quiet
thank
on the set. Rolling.
Rolling.
You have been listening to In the Know with Mo here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, my guest was actress Sandra Nelson, who is a retired firefighter, an elected official, author, model, and a parent of two grown professional handsome sons. Again, if you're interested in being on In the Know with Mo, feel free to contact me. At In the Know with Mo. Until then, stay focused and be blessed.